This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So you guys are going to be hearing a term called the vaccine wall. And I guess public officials are concerned that we're going to hit a vaccine wall. How many times have you guys ever hit a wall? You know, this phrase I've heard ever since a kid. You know, and I don't think I ever ran into a wall. I've run into a coffee table. I've run into a cabinet. You know, I've really run into those cabinets. You know where you open up a cabinet and you're putting dishes away and then you hit your head on it and then you feel like you have a concussion or a scalp laceration for the cupboard. But anyway, when it comes to vaccines, they say we are going to hit a vaccine wall. And so what does that term mean? Well, we've originally have had more of a demand for the vaccine than the supply. So we have all these people wanting to sign up for the vaccine. Some of them can get it. Some of them can't. Those that can't get it are frustrated and they're mad. Well, now that we've had more of a vaccine rollout with Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, we're starting to see in some areas, not a glut, but we're starting to see most people who want the shot get it. And in some areas, we're about to see more supply than demand. There was a study, I believe, looking at the Marines, and 40% of the Marines are going to be passing on the vaccine. You have many people in the military wanting the vaccine, but you also have a large number of people in the military that don't want it. So we still have a high percentage of people that don't want the vaccine. Why? Well, when they pull them, some are worried about the side effects, some don't trust the government, some don't trust what the vaccine will do. Some think that it's not going to be effective and they're going to need another one anyway. So why not just wait till the new one comes? And, you know, we have heard multiple varying degrees of side effects and issues. I think Georgia had a site that was giving out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and it was the fourth site in the U.S. to have to pause the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout because of side effects. We spoke about this last week. There were three clinics, three different separate sites that had to stop giving Johnson & Johnson vaccine because there were concerns of either anaphylaxis or blood clots or something. And so now there's a fourth one. So, you know, people are listening to this and they're like, okay, well, then maybe I could just pick one vaccine versus another. No, it doesn't happen that way. Well, maybe I could wait, you know, and see how everybody else does before I get my vaccine. Doesn't happen that way either. Meanwhile, you have Governor Whitmer in Michigan wanting more vaccines. Michigan has about 10 million people. They've given at least 5 million people one dose, but Michigan is starting to grapple with severe cases. She even said they've done the masks, they've done the lockdowns, they've done the social distancing, and they're having more cases, which, again, makes us wonder how necessary are these quote-unquote bakery and school and, you know, little business lockdowns? How much are they doing? But Michigan is having a very huge spike in cases, which is very, very troubling because we thought we were doing everything right. We were doing what the public officials told us to do, and the cases are still going up. And so Whitmer is actually asking for more vaccine. So their demand is outpacing their supply. And I believe we heard from the Biden administration today that they're not going to start shunting vaccines from other cities to them. There's already been huge disparities of some counties of some of the vaccine numbers. And so, you know, if Michigan has been getting a pretty good amount, they might not get more, even though they're having the spike. So that's something we're going to debate later also. You know, does squeaky wheel get the grease? If we have one state that is, you know, grappling with high cases, and we have other states where we have a high level of, nah, we're going to pass. You know, when do we start transferring the vaccines? And by the way, if we do hear a quote-unquote vaccine wall, if we hit this vaccine wall and we have vaccine sign-up days and vaccination days and we don't have a lot of people sign up, there could be a lot of waste with the shot. You know, because it's, you know, you can maybe transfer it within a city within a few hours, but to transfer it to another state, it gets a little tricky. So I got to just hand it to anybody in this process, these health departments, these public officials, kudos to you, because I don't know how I would be going out of my mind. We're talking about teachers getting frustrated. I don't know how you guys do it. This is amazing. But, you know, we do have cases grappling. I mean, when you look at the map, the world map, we're hitting a spike very similar to the winter. Our case count has risen. In the United States, our hospitalizations has gone up by a few. We were at about 8,500 hospitalizations, serious, critically ill people a couple weeks ago. Now we're at 9,100. So we do know those cases are going up. Another 5,400 cases. India grappling with another 39,000 cases. Poland, another 12,000. Iran, another 23,000. Philippines, another 11,000. So, you know, our job with this vaccine is to, you know, start to figure out how to live with it. Whether it's building more hospital beds, recruiting more people in medicine, whether it's working on more antibody treatments. We got some good news with Regeneron we're going to be talking about in terms of the antibody treatment, whether it's that pill that Merck is working on, where if you do get diagnosed with COVID or you get, exposed to it, you know, you could start taking something orally. So these are the types of things we're going to have to really start to focus our attention. And another thing that I'm seeing as a physician, and I'm licensed in multiple states on telemedicine, so I get to see people across the country, is people who have been vaccinated, they're getting sick with sneezing and coughing and sore throats and mild fevers, and they're calling in for antibiotics. They're like, I need an antibiotic. And I go, well, this could be COVID. And they're like, no, I was vaccinated. So one thing we might see is a false sense of security when it comes to the vaccine. We're starting to hear reports from states of certain percentages of people being hospitalized with COVID despite vaccine. Still small. It shows the vaccines are fairly effective. But I believe we might be spreading it a little quicker nowadays because you have people that want to get out of the mask because they've been vaccinated. 1-877-DOCTOR.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Maya wants to know if we've seen numbers skyrocket in Florida with the spring break traveling and revelries and all that. I haven't really been following what's been going on with Florida, so I had to look it up. And keep your questions and comments coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But according to the Florida Department of Health, they said that they have reported 5,500 new confirmed cases, which is the most on a Sunday since February. So I think that is a one-day count. Sunday is usually the day with the lowest case numbers and death toll because data tends to be collected and entered at a lower rate on the weekends. The April 11th report has been the highest since February 28th Sunday at 5,539. So they say resident deaths on the state dashboard rose by 7. Non-resident deaths number remain the same. But Miami-Dade alone reported 12 deaths. Broward and Palm County overall death tolls decreased by 1 and 2. So the by Saturday, the statewide positivity test rate was 7.65%, higher than any other daily percentage since 7.65% on March 28th. So spring break kind of started end of March, you know, but remember, we can't so much look at the numbers in Florida because many people travel to Florida for spring break. So maybe they went back to Michigan. Maybe they went back to Nevada. Maybe they went back to the Carolinas. So it's hard to tell what happened with spring break. I know people are also concerned about the riots, and, you know, there's been kind of a lot going on. A lot of people dating, wanting to get out there and have some fun. So it's going to be a little tricky. They would basically have to trace who went to Florida to party and then who left. But if many of the spring breakers were Floridians, then maybe you could use that data, but you see how it's a little tricky, because some people, they just go to Florida, and then they leave, and they go back, and you have to kind of follow them. So we do have some breaking news. In Canada, a ski resort has been forced to shut down after officials confirmed more than 800 cases of the Brazilian variant up in British Columbia. Whistler Blackcomb Resort had to shut down. This happened actually on March 29th. They said, "We were just informed today by the province of British Columbia that Whistler Blackcomb has been ordered to close as of midnight tonight." But that was a while back. That was March 29th. Apparently the province has confirmed, maybe they have the date wrong there, the province has confirmed 877 cases of the P1 variant, with nearly a quarter of those cases being linked to Whistler. This is according to The Guardian. At least 84 people who visited the ski resort tested positive for the variant, but did not report any travel outside of Canada. So it's a little unclear as to how the Brazilian variant got there, but my guess is Whistler, so somebody traveled and probably brought it. So the P1 outbreak represents the largest cluster outside of Brazil. Of those infected, people 215 are still sick. So obviously this is a concern because the Brazilian variant is the one that's infecting younger people or affecting more younger people. And so while in the early part of the pandemic, people said, all right, if you're old, stay home. Well, I feel old. How old is old? Okay, you know, middle-aged people were dying of COVID. Yeah, we're talking about you guys. No. Us Gen Xers and baby boomers or traditionalists need to, you know, kind of not be stereotyped with our age. Because I look at us as we are the age. The millennials are still young. The Gen Zs are young. I look at the Gen Xers as still being the focal point of the youth in America, even though we're not. I'm as middle-aged as they come. So Whistler hospitality worker Nora Reed, 22 years old, said she's unsure which version of the virus she contracted in mid-March, but whatever it was, she was bedridden for several days, intense body pains, and severe fatigue. Again, she's 22 years old. According to The Guardian, young workers like Ms. Reed made up the majority of Whistler's COVID cases. The city's hockey team, the Vancouver Canucks, have also been benched. So April is starting to be a very serious month when it comes to COVID, especially in Brazil. Hospitals are struggling, they say. Deaths on track for record highs. Few signs of reprieve from a quote-unquote troubled vaccination program. And the health ministry has cut its outlook for vaccine supplies in April 3 times already to half their initial level, and the country's 2 biggest laboratories are facing supply constraints. Now, the Brazilian variant, the P1, is more contagious. And so this Brazilian variant is something that we had hoped wouldn't become a major player. In America, the current major player is the UK variant, the B117 strain. But they do project that this Brazilian strain would be next, which is why we're concerned about younger people, and we're trying to hope that younger people will still get vaccinated and, you know, try to use some precautions without us having to close down the whole entire world again and economy. But the control of spread, there's been a blame game, but many people are concerned that the reason why Brazil has had an issue is because they were, I guess, primed to get the AstraZeneca vaccine, and then they bought a backup, which was the Chinese-manufactured CoronaVac. Well, you know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Donald Trump was criticized for his buying 100 million Pfizer, 100 million Moderna, diversifying his purchasing, because when Pfizer did beat everybody to the punch and Moderna, we were a little slow on having hundreds of millions of vaccines all at once. Well, it's because of what happened, or what could have happened, which Brazil has seen. They had all their money on the one AstraZeneca vaccine. So with the AstraZeneca vaccine, if that doesn't work, or if it's halted, or if now they're stuck. So again, I kind of support the cover your bets and hedge. That's just me. So while we're all distracted with the B1 variant in Brazil and a Canadian ski resort closing down, the big question I've had is what the heck is going on with the South African variant? The South African variant is the one that we were told that we really need to watch out for. And we are finding, according to a new Israeli study, that the coronavirus variant in South Africa can evade some of the protection from the Pfizer-BioNTech. Now, we have suspected that the B1351 strain would do that, but it was still supposition. Now we actually have a study. So researchers found the prevalence of the B1351 among patients who received two doses of the vaccine was about 8 times higher than those who were unvaccinated. The researchers in the study... Let me just go back to the study. Researchers at Tel Aviv University and Clalit, the largest healthcare organization in Israel, looked at 400 people who had tested positive for COVID-19 after receiving one dose of the vaccine. They then compared them to the same number of people who were infected but unvaccinated. And they found that of those that tested positive with the B1351 South African variant among patients who received two doses of the vaccine was 8 times higher than those who were unvaccinated, which means the B1351 was able to, quote, break through the protection of the vaccine from the original strain, according to the researchers in the study. He said, based on patterns in the general population, we would have expected just one case of the South African variant, but we saw 8. We can say it's less effective, but more research is needed to establish exactly how much. So these variants are going to keep coming, and the reason why I'm not overly panicked, but I'm concerned, is because we get this with the flu each year. There's new variants or different strains, and then we have to alter our vaccine. We've been through this before. We haven't been through this with a virus like coronavirus that can linger, cause long-lasting symptoms, and, you know, put people in hospitals quicker or put people to hospitals for no rhyme or reason. But we have been here before where as the year goes on, it changes. We were just hoping we'd be done with COVID by now. But one way to help limit the numbers coming before we're vaccinated is travel bans. But that's not very popular, and we're obviously not doing a very good job, you know, controlling our border and people coming in. So I don't think we're going to be able to escape these strains coming in. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Monday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on why the meeting is taking place.
I mean, the whole point of this meeting today is to try to get Republicans to vote for the bill.
Yep.
But we've got a lot of questions. The door's open. It's heavy. But the door's open.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, more Americans keep getting vaccinated for the coronavirus.
46% of adults have had at least their first shot, and 28% of adults are now fully vaccinated across the U.S.
White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt telling a briefing about 120 million Americans have received shots, roughly 72 million now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. 20-year-old motorist with an outstanding arrest warrant was fatally shot by a police officer in Brooklyn, Minnesota on Sunday, prompting rioting and looting of stores across the area. According to the officers, Dante Wright had an outstanding warrant. Wright re-entered his vehicle when officers attempted to take him into custody. One of the officers discharged their firearm, hitting Wright. All of this happening as the Derek Chauvin trial continues in Minneapolis. Former NYPD detective Dr. Oscar Odom telling Fox News.
Of course, I understand the sensitivity of the nature dealing with the trial, but still, once again, this also highlights the dangers of police work and the split-second decisions that officers must make. We don't go to work every day saying that we're going to shoot somebody because that's not our job. Our job is to protect life and property.
Tiger Woods tweeting congratulations to 2021 Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So because my dad gambled, I'm not a big gambler. I've, you know, played a little bit of blackjack. I've played a little roulette. Usually $20 is my limit. If I win, I walk away. If I lose the 20, I stop at the 20. And that's just kind of how I've done. Especially it's really hard when it's a $20 a hand blackjack. So I usually try to find a $5 a hand table, but I don't really gamble much, maybe once every few years. But one thing I do is I love these charity poker tournaments. I'm not very good at poker. Seven-card stud, Texas Hold'em, I don't know the difference. I don't play Mahjong, so I don't know what that is. I could play a mean Go Fish. But I'm not a real, real big poker player, but I've been lucky. I've played in some poker tournaments, and I've won, like, third prize a couple times. Right? So now I feel like I'm a poker player. So there was a charity event yesterday, and so I was doing a, it was for Temple of Shalom, and we were at Chinglish. It's a Chinese restaurant that could also be kosher. It's really good food, really delicious, and you don't have to be kosher to eat there. And oh my God, the dumplings were good. So I'm like, there's gonna be good food, alright, and I get to play poker.
So you do the buy-in and all that. But all of a sudden, everybody's in masks because it's COVID. And this is the first poker game I've played in, or poker tournament, since COVID and the masks. And I'm like, well, this is ridiculous because everybody's face is covered. So, like, when I get nervous, I bite my lip. I'm always biting my lip like her. And it's always this side. I can't do this side. I always do this side. So when I'm nervous, and so I watch for people who do that. I watch for people that lick their lips. I watch for people to grind their teeth. I need the mask off to see if you're bluffing. So I had to evolve. We've all had to evolve as humans. We've had to figure out if somebody likes you, you know, based on their eyes, you know, because if their face is covered, I have to now be really expressive with the eyes, which is why I think I'm starting to get more wrinkles, because I'm using my eyes so much more. You know, I have them like a... Yeah, I try to wink more, you know, things like that. I've had to add more eye makeup just because that's the only body part people are seeing. Well, I'm sure they can see this, you know, that's the only part I could control to express myself. So I figured out how to tell if people are bluffing without needing to see their whole face. And a lot of times people will bluff because of their actions. Okay? Now, me, I am very easy to read in poker. I am not a good bluffer because I don't like to lie, and I giggle. Okay? Whenever I don't say the truth, I giggle. I've always done that, you know? Did you do your homework? Yeah. I'm very, very giggly. And one thing I've noticed playing poker is sometimes the most talkative person is the one that is going to bluff the most. But if you have somebody that's not talkative, that all of a sudden starts to talk, that could be nervousness. So that could be a hand that they have that they're nervous about. Okay, so if you get a good hand, okay, so with Texas Hold'em, they give you two cards. And then you have to decide if you're going to play based on those two cards. And then everybody either puts in their bed or they're blind or whatever the heck, okay? And then... I said, I don't really know poker, but for some reason I have beginner's luck. Then they start to put out, you know, a few cards. And you're like, okay, well, wait a second. Do I have a pair? Do I have... And then they put another one down. And then now there's four cards. And you're like, okay, do I have a full house? Do I have a flush? Do I have a straight? And then they put down the river card, right, which is the last one. And so if you have a good pair, if you get, let's say, a pair, okay, a lot of people are going to be quick to throw in their bet. All right? If you have a bad hand, it doesn't really make sense to bluff at that point. So if somebody's holding on to their cards, despite the first round, because if you have a crappy hand, don't even waste your time. Throw the cards in. Now, the problem is I threw away a 6 and a 3, and then the cards that were laid out on the table were two more 6s and another 3, so I could have had a full house. So I'm not going to throw away a 6 and a 3 anymore. Yeah. And I once had two reds. I didn't know they were a diamond, but I had two reds. And then they were like, all these other reds. I was like, I have all reds. No, it's got to be the same suit. But if somebody, let's say, you know, throws money up going, I'm going to raise, and they're going to raise you fast. Okay, anybody with a good hand or who knows how to play poker is not going to jump and throw the money in. If they really have a good hand, they are going to be very careful with their money. They're going to be very careful because a good hand, what, you got two kings? Somebody else could get two aces or somebody else. Just because you have a pair doesn't guarantee you a win. So you're not going to just throw money. And you're also not going to throw a whole bunch of money early on because you might as well tease everybody and get more people to throw money into the pot. So whenever you see somebody act quickly, they're full of it. And if you didn't put much money in, I would get, you know, they're full of it. So I don't know if I, well, I might engage them if I have a good hand, but if I have a bad hand, you know, they're going to be kind of a loose cannon. So also if they start to talk, now I make a lot of jokes. Alright, because it's funny. I guess, the dealer was talking about how there was a hotel that had a soft opening, so I talked about my honeymoon being soft opening or whatever. So for me, I get nervous because it's quiet and there's everybody in masks, so I just want to talk and have fun. You know, but I could have a good hand and I could still talk. But if you have somebody that doesn't talk and all of a sudden they'll start telling a story or they'll start talking and piping in, look to see if they're drinking alcohol. If they're not drinking alcohol, they're trying to distract you. Another way to tell if somebody's bluffing also is they're going to look at your eyes. So you usually don't stare at another person's eyes. If you like your hand, you're feeling good with your hand. I don't care what these other guys are doing. I got a good hand. But when you are bluffing, and I did. I tried to bluff yesterday. I think I had a four. I had a pair of fours. So I wasn't bluffing. I had a pair. Just a pair of fours. So, you know, I'll look at everybody because I'm like, please don't bet higher. If you look at somebody going, please don't raise me. Please don't raise me. And so you look at the person. Don't. If you see somebody looking at you, that means they don't want you to raise. So if they don't want you to raise, it's because they don't have enough money or they don't have a good enough hand. So I think that there's a lot of other sort of behaviors that we could pick up on in poker or whatever, you know, even though we're wearing a mask. Now, I eventually took off the mask. Okay, we got to eat, so it was good food. And then after that, I'm like, okay, do you guys mind if I don't wear a mask? Because I don't want to wear a mask. And a bunch of us didn't wear a mask. And then you started to see the and you start to see the grimacing. It looks like a bunch of us were constipated. And mind you, a bunch of us were Jewish, and we just had Passover, so I'm sure the majority of us were constipated. But I do need to see the mouth and the facial expressions. But for those of you who are poker players, and you're like, okay, I don't think I could play poker until the COVID pandemic is done. No, you're just going to have to hone in on your other skills to see if somebody is, you know, fooling around. That's another thing, too. If somebody is raising, if they have a good hand, okay, now this is what I did. I had a pair of jacks. So what I did is I raised 500. It wasn't really 500, it was chips. Then I had to raise a little bit more. I ended up winning the pot on that one and winning the hand. And the guy next to me going, why did you throw more money in? Because, again, if I throw money in too much, it looks like a bluff. When you go, I'm going to put in 2,000, 3,000. That's because you want everybody else to throw in their cards. And there's always one person that won't. They're going to call your bluff. So for me, I had a pair of jacks. I was pretty happy with a pair of jacks. So I decided to just kind of go easy until more people put money in. And then they were like, you could have gotten more money, but remember, you got to quit when you're ahead. You can't be greedy. So those are some poker tips. And a person that doesn't really play poker too much, and I was out after 2 hours yesterday, you know, but still not too bad. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly's show. So, we've come a long way in medicine, right? Since Edward Jenner's first vaccine back in 1796, I think John Adams' family got the smallpox vaccine. Because they had smallpox in the family. I think I remember I was watching, I don't know, it was a documentary, and I thought they got the vaccine. I, in fact, have a tool from the late 1700s, early 1800s, that we used to bloodlet to introduce the vaccine. We would slice you, put pus from the sores of somebody with smallpox to try to have you get build antibodies. That's, in fact, how British physician Edward Jenner came up with the vaccine. He injected a patient with pus from the sores of a milkmaid who had contracted the virus from cows, and he found that it actually worked and prevented a smallpox infection. Kind of fighting fire with fire. That's how homeopathy had has persisted and done well with many people, and allergy shots. We try to desensitize you. We actually give you a very, very weakened, low, low dose of the allergen to desensitize you. So here we are, you know, years later, and we are still using the concept of vaccines to fight disease. But we've also found that we could use vaccines to fight cancer. Now, why did we figure that out? Well, because we saw that maybe some of our cancer is vaccine-related. HIV can cause cancer. Hepatitis can cause cancer. HPV, the human papillomavirus, can cause throat cancer, cervical cancer, rectal cancer. Maybe pancreatic cancer is from a virus. And so many of these cancers that people are getting, and there's not a lot of rhyme or reason, you know, we say, well, it's genetic. So if it's genetic, it's not a virus. Well, okay, you could have a genetic predisposition to cancer, absolutely. But what if, and again, this is just for poops and giggles, what if the whole family was exposed to a virus? And grandma got the breast cancer first. Then mom did. You harbored the virus, kept the virus until you were of a certain age, and this breast cancer affected you. Now, sometimes viruses can interfere with people's DNA. Maybe you were infected with a virus that does cause a mutation. I'm not saying all cancer is from viruses. I'm not saying that. But we've been assuming that people get cancer because they're just gosh darn unlucky. Well, can we maybe clarify what the unluckiness is? So, as we try to fight infectious disease or try to fight cancer, we need to up our game when it comes to vaccines. Now, many have asked, why aren't we using the typical vaccines for coronavirus like we do with flu? Well, flu, there's two major types. We have the virus where it's killed, and it's just the skeleton virus that gets injected into us, and the body sees a skeleton form and builds antibodies, or the live attenuated version, where it's a weakened version that's not supposed to make us sick, but it's so weak that our body still recognizes the skeleton of it and makes an immune response. They couldn't do that with COVID. Either the spike proteins were just too difficult to keep in their current shape if they tried to kill the virus, or it was just too infectious to work with at that level, that they didn't even want coronavirus in a lab, which, by the way, is very intriguing to me in terms of the source of where COVID came from. I have said COVID, even though it might have originally come from a bat, that this SARS virus was in a lab being studied and then possibly leaked or somebody got contaminated. I find it very interesting that vaccine manufacturers do not want, they didn't even want to try having the virus in the lab to try to make a similar vaccine like we do with flu. And maybe it's because it's been a known fact that this virus has been leaked from lab. The original SARS virus in 2002-2003 outbreak, that got leaked in 2004 in China in a lab. So maybe they thought that it was going to be such a difficult virus to contain that they weren't going to go there. And yet here we are today, April of 2021, still saying it came from a bat and somebody eating frozen food or whatever the heck they're trying to say caused it. I still think it came from a lab, even though it was an accident, okay? I'll give the Chinese the benefit of the doubt and say it was an accident. They didn't purposely release it. So we've had to use mRNA technology. mRNA technology is where we give a little piece of genetic material to tell the body to turn around and make the spike protein so the body identifies it. It's very, very cool because they say researchers say mRNA can be used to create a variety of vaccines and treatments in less time and at lower costs. And I'd like to add also at less risk to the lab techs. If you could fine-tune the genetic material, that's pretty, assuming it won't affect our DNA. We don't believe the mRNA does. If you have that ability, then you could tweak it to each new vaccine, into each new virus, or you could tweak it to a cancer cell. So if you have, by the way, this technology has been around since the 90s. There was research involving RNA, the mRNA injections into mice at the Weissman Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And the mRNA delivers the instructions to cells to build specific proteins, and then the proteins are the key to boosting the immune response to identify what needs to be attacked. With the virus, it's the spike protein. With the cancer cell, it might be an antigen on the cancer cell surface. So if we know the type of cancer cell that you might make, let's say pancreatic cancer has a specific marker on a cancerous cell versus a healthy one, you could then make an mRNA vaccine to teach your body to make those little specific antigens, so when your body does see a cell start to express them, it could attack it before it spreads to more cancer. This mRNA technology could potentially be our cure to cancer. Now, we have been using it already to try to stop cancer, flu, Ebola, SARS. So they have been already working with this sort of data. In fact, in 2017, they were starting human trials to test mRNA vaccines against HIV, Zika, rabies. So we have possibly the potential to have a cancer cure with these. Now, your question might be, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, why don't we have a cure for cancer yet? If this technology came out in the 90s, well, because it takes a while. Takes money. Maybe it didn't work. Maybe they're having trouble genetically sequencing what a pancreatic cancer or a breast cancer or a colon cancer cell looks like. Not all cancer would be able to be attacked this way. But there might be some cancers that you can. And imagine being able to get a vaccine that prevents you from getting cancer. So it's not that we would be giving you the vaccine to prevent a virus that causes cancer. We're still trying to figure out which viruses do that. But if it can help identify a cell that turns cancerous so your immune system can knock it out, that could be pretty, pretty effective. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.